Welcome to Studying the Scriptures. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Baker, director of Berit Hadashah Ministries in Dallas, Texas. Today I want to talk with you about friends, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, friends, an acronym for sharing the love of Jesus with the Jewish people. An acronym is a word formed from the first letters of a series of words, and I have used the acronym FRIENDS to highlight the essentials of Jewish evangelism. And there are seven essentials that we will learn with the acronym FRIENDS. Jewish people are like everybody else. They need to be introduced to the Savior Jesus and experience God's forgiveness from sin and have eternal life through Him. 2,000 years ago, Jesus, a born and bred Israeli Jew, came to this very people first to bring them the blessed realities of salvation. Indeed, our Lord stated this in Matthew 15:24, where He says, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." The plain fact is that, like Gentiles, the Jews need the gospel, particularly since the Messiah is Jewish and came to Israel for the express purpose of proclaiming the gospel to them. In Luke 4, when Jesus began His 3 to 3.5 year ministry in the land of Israel, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day like any Jew did at that time and still does today. He went in, He was given the book of Isaiah, and He opened up to Isaiah 61, where it was prophesied that the Messiah would be full of the Spirit of the Lord to preach the gospel. So here we have the Messiah beginning His ministry in fulfillment of Isaiah 61, and that was to preach the gospel to Israel. This fact alone, if for no other, makes it imperative for Gentile Christians who believe in Jesus the Messiah to make known His saving grace to His own ethnic brothers and sisters. In my varied gospel outreach experiences to the Jewish people, I have developed the acronym FRIENDS to lay out the basic principles, easy to remember, as a guideline for sharing the Jewish Messiah with your Jewish friend or neighbor. So let's look at this acronym. First, we have the letter F in the acronym, F, which stands for Friendship. Friendship. Before engaging in a thought-provoking discussion about why Jesus is the Messiah with your Jewish neighbor, you must first establish a bond of trust and friendship with that person. Some people approach evangelism in general, and Jewish evangelism in particular, with a numbers game mentality that places a greater emphasis on quantity instead of the quality of one's gospel witness. But with a Jewish person, you must earn the right to share your faith with them by gaining their respect. This involves befriending him or her with genuine love and a concern for their spiritual welfare. Jewish people need to see that you love them, not just so you can add a notch on your soul-winning belt by trying to win them to the Lord. Oh, it is important that you share your faith that they might believe upon the Messiah for salvation. But they must know that you will love them unconditionally. I remember witnessing to a young lady in Tel Aviv, a young Israeli woman working at our hotel, and she said, "If I choose not to believe in the Messiah, would you still love us?" And I said, "Of course I would, because God loves you, and He loves you unconditionally, regardless of whether or not you place your trust in Jesus as the Messiah. Although I and the Lord would desire that you do that, that you might have life and have it more abundantly, as Jesus promised to give in John 10. So, establishing a friendship with anyone, whether it be a Jewish person or a Gentile, means that you have to take a keen interest in that person, how they think, and the particular background he or she comes from. It also means taking time and energy to know and understand that person as a unique individual made in the image of God. Friendship is a gift from God and one of the most important expressions of His love for establishing healthy and lasting relationships. Friendship is a valuable way of connecting yourself with other people in the world we live in. And that is no different with the precious Jewish people. The R in our acronym, FRIENDS, means reach. Reach. The very nature of taking the gospel to the world means we must seek people out to share the saving message of Jesus the Messiah with them. When the Lord Jesus gave the church the Great Commission, He did not call us to go into a retreat mode. He did not call us to be monastic. He called us to be evangelistic. Jesus commanded the church to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Matthew 28:19-20. All the world here most certainly includes where the Jewish people live too. In fact, they are the first people group who should hear the gospel, according to Romans 1:16. To reach your Jewish neighbor, you must develop a sincere desire to understand and know the history, religion, and customs of the Jewish people. And when you do, you're only helping yourself, because by understanding the Jewish culture and the religion, you also enrich your own faith as a Christian simply because Christianity emerged and is the child born from the womb of biblical Judaism. The Jewish people are the ancient people who gave us the Bible and the Messiah, and it behooves us to keep that in the forefront of our minds as we share what is a very Jewish message. Babasra Yeshua HaMashiach, that's Hebrew for the gospel of Jesus the Messiah. You cannot preach until you are willing to reach. You cannot preach until you are willing to reach. Take the initiative and learn what it is to be Jewish, to think Jewish, from Jewish people, so that you can effectively reach them for Yeshua, Jesus. The Apostle Paul, who was both a rabbi and a Pharisee, utilized the accommodation principle of evangelism too, when he said in 1 Corinthians 9:20, "To the Jew I became as a Jew that I might win Jews." He said, "To the Jews I became as a Jew that I might win Jews." So, learn from the Apostle Paul. Immerse yourself with Jewish history, culture, and religion to better understand the audience you are sharing your faith with. The I in our acronym of FRIENDS is Israel. Israel. There are two ways to strengthen your effectiveness and credibility with the Jewish people. Read and believe the scriptures, written cover to cover by Jews, then familiarize yourself with their 4,000-year history as the nation of Israel. The regathering and rebirth of the Jewish nation of Israel in May 1948 is indisputably the single greatest fulfillment of prophecy since the time of Christ. The Bible foretold that at the end of days, that period of time immediately before the return of Christ, God would regather the Jewish people from worldwide dispersion and bring them back to their ancient homeland. God would regather the Jewish people from worldwide dispersion and bring them back to their ancient homeland. It's prophesied throughout the Tanakh, or the Old Testament, in such places as Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 through 3. Isaiah 11, verses 11 and 12. Jeremiah 12, verses 14 and 15. And Ezekiel 20, 33 through 42. And of course, the vision of the dry bones in the valley in Ezekiel 37. For over 1900 years, the Jewish people were scattered throughout the world. They suddenly became a nation again in one day, on May 14, 1948, after the travail and horrors of the Holocaust a few years earlier. Well, did you know this very thing was foretold in the prophetic scriptures? Isaiah 66, verses 7 through 9, predicted that Israel, in their dispersed and scattered state, would go through great travail. And through that travail, as a woman going through labor pains, they would be born as a nation in one day. And of course, Israel became a nation literally in one day on May 14th, 1948, thus literally fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah 66, 7 through 9. Knowing the history of Israel and the divine destiny God has for them goes a long way in having an effective gospel witness to them. I can tell you that on several occasions when I have shown these very same prophetic scriptures to Jewish people to whom I'm witnessing, they are utterly amazed at how the Bible exactly foretold their history as it has come to pass thus far. It makes them realize that the Bible has a divine author who has accurately predicted their history, and that Christians who lovingly demonstrate this to them have a deep respect and interest for their past, present, and future. The E in our friend's acronym is EXPLAIN. Explain. What do I mean by that term? Once you can reasonably understand Israel's history through the scriptures, you are able to more easily explain also how believing in Jesus as the Messiah is a natural step for the Jewish person to take. That is, explain to the Jewish person how the messianic prophecies in his Bible have been fulfilled by Jesus, demonstrating beyond all doubt He is the Messiah of Israel. Most Jewish people today have not heard of messianic prophecy, simply because the study of it largely fell out of Judaism several centuries ago, with the exception for some Orthodox circles who still study it today. Most secular Jews today do not study the Bible seriously. Like many Christians in the church today, most Jews do not know their own Bible. It is tragic but true. Prophecies about the Messiah were given to the Jews so that they could recognize Him when He came. The messianic prophecies that mark Messiah's identity come from the Bible alone, the Hebrew Scriptures. Detailed prophecies about the Messiah's pre-existence, deity, lineage, birth, ministry, sufferings, death, resurrection, and ascension are given and are so accurately fulfilled in the life of Jesus that no one else in history has fulfilled or could fulfill them. Mastering the major messianic prophecies from the Jewish scriptures is a must if you want to effectively witness to Jewish people. Jewish people have and will come to faith through these prophecies as the Holy Spirit works in them to convince them of the truth that Jesus is in fact Israel's Messiah. The N in our friend's acronym is NEUTRALIZE. Neutralize. When witnessing to Jews about Jesus, you must be prepared for objections given against Jesus for not believing He is the Messiah. That is part and parcel of Judaism today and their thinking. The purpose here is to neutralize such objections with informed and truthful information. Show the Jewish person how believing in Jesus as the Messiah is a naturally Jewish thing to do instead of a non-Jewish thing to do, as they are wrongly taught and led as they are wrongly taught and led to believe by the rabbis. For nearly 2,000 years, Jewish people have been thoroughly indoctrinated by their rabbis, religious tradition, and culture to not believe Jesus is the Messiah. The church hasn't helped, I'm afraid, in this. Because over the long centuries, the church has treated the Jews deplorably, as the Crusades, Inquisition, and Holocaust graphically testify. This mistreatment by alleged Christians has greatly harmed the cause of the Lord Jesus in being accepted among the chosen people. Jews are taught that followers of Jesus committed these horrible atrocities against their people. Therefore, they assume that most Christians hate Jews. This has built up a natural wall of resistance whenever Jews are told about Christ. Answering these objections with a clear understanding of Jewish history and Scripture will go a long way in clearing up any misunderstanding between true Christians who are philo-Semitic, they love the Jewish people, as opposed to false Christians who are anti-Semitic. True followers of the Jewish Jesus will love His people because He loves them and chose them through whom He would come to redeem the world. Jesus said in John 4:22, salvation is of the Jews. And there is no place in the church for anti-Semitism. To claim to be a Christian and yet be anti-Semitic is a contradiction in terms. And so the Christian church needs to support the Jewish people and their right to return to their ancient homeland that God promised them for an everlasting possession. And in a future program, we will look at Israel's divine right to live in the promised land. Showing a sincere interest and knowledge of your Jewish friend's religion and history will no doubt impress them with the fact that you took enough time to study and understand their culture. I remember sharing with a group of young Israelis at a kibbutz about certain key events in Jewish history. One of the individuals was so impressed by this that she remarked, "You know our history better than I do." This provided a golden opportunity to share the gospel. The letter D in our acronym of FRIENDS is destiny. Destiny. We must learn and know the divine destiny of the chosen people as central to the Messiah so that we can make them see that the gospel message directly pertains to them as God's covenant people. God has chosen the Jewish people to fulfill a divine destiny. An essential part of that destiny involves, of course, knowing and recognizing Jesus as the Jewish Messiah. The Scripture tells us that God chose the Jews to receive and write the Holy Scriptures, Exodus 24, 4-8, and Romans 3:2. Paul says in Romans 3:2 that the oracles of God were committed to the Jewish people. They were committed to them so that they could reveal the character of the one true God to the nations of the world, as Isaiah 43:10 tells us. And with that revelation of the character of God, the Jewish people were to bring the promised Redeemer, Genesis 22:18 and Galatians 3:15 and 16. The Jews' future destiny will involve the complete restoration of their nation, which is partially taking place now. As the Jewish people return to their ancient homeland of Israel, they do so to await the return of the Redeemer, and with that, national salvation. Israel's hope is not in their military prowess or in America's ongoing support for their survival that is wavering a bit now. Their hope is in none other but the Savior, who alone can save them. And this brings us to the last letter in our acronym FRIENDS, the letter S, which stands for Savior. Savior. The problem for the Jew and the Gentile that stands between him and God, that problem is sin. Sin separates us from God. God's Word tells us the only way this barrier can be bridged between the sinner and a holy God is that an appropriate blood atonement must be made. Leviticus 17:11 in the Torah tells us that God has required the blood on the altar, which alone will make atonement for the soul. The animal sacrifices of the Old Covenant provided only a temporary covering for these sins. They pointed in typological fashion to the once and for all final sacrifice of Messiah Jesus, granting full and final pardon to the Jew and Gentile who believe. God's final and perfect blood atonement came by way of Messiah Jesus. Isaiah 53 and Hebrews 9 and 10 tell us this. This free gift of the Messiah is received by faith through the prayer of a believing heart. Listen, you don't have to be Jewish to know that God loves you. God loves every person from every nationality and ethnic group. He simply and sovereignly chose the Jewish people through which He could elect the rest of the world, called to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is a very simple thing to receive. The Bible requires that you acknowledge that you have sinned, that is, you have disobeyed God's moral law, and that sin has separated you from a holy God. But God has given us the remedy for sin through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus the Messiah is the only answer to this problem of separation from God. He died on the cross and rose from the grave to pay the penalty for our sin, Jew and Gentile, and thereby completely bridging the gap between us and God. The Lord has provided only one way back to Him, and that is through Jesus the Messiah. Neither is there salvation found in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. And that name is the name of Jesus. We can receive salvation in Him by believing that He, as the Son of God, the Messiah, died on the cross for our sins and rose again from the dead 3 days later to give us eternal life. That, my friend, is the message God revealed through the Jewish people. It's good news. It is good news. We at Berit Hadashah Ministries have and will always endeavor to implement the FRIENDS acronym in our gospel witness to Jews in Israel. It works. Do the same and watch God move in your witness and bring Jewish souls to Jesus the Messiah. If you are in our listening audience and you have heard me share the gospel here, but you're not certain that you are saved, that your sins have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, here's how you can do that. Here's how you can have the assurance and know with certainty that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that your sins are forgiven, and that you will go to heaven when you die. Just admit your need. Admit that you are a sinner. Then repent. Be willing to turn from your sins and return to the Savior. Believe that Jesus, the Messiah, died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. All you have to do is express this faith through a simple prayer. A prayer like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. I want to turn from my sin and follow you instead. I now ask you to come into my heart and life and take control. In Jesus' name, I ask this. Amen. My friend, if you've done that, then the Lord Jesus forgives you of all your sins. You are saved, and you are destined for heaven. And now God will reveal His plan and purpose for your life as His saved servant. When you receive Christ, you are spiritually born anew into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. And my friend, this message is not a Gentile message. It is a message that has come from Israel. The first people who shared the gospel to Israel were not Gentiles, but were the Jewish disciples and apostles of the Lord. If you would like more information on being a follower of the Jewish Messiah, Jesus, write to us or call us. And the announcer will give you our address and our phone number at the end of the program. We have a free bi-monthly newsletter. And you can learn more about the Jewish roots of the Christian faith and more about the wonderful and manifold grace of God through our biblical teachings. So we invite you to contact us at 866-910-0444. Or you can access us on the internet at www.searchthescripturesonline.org. Well, I see that my time is up, and we will see you next time on Studying the Scriptures. And Shalom Aleichem, Yeshua HaMashiach. May the peace of Jesus the Messiah be with you. God bless.